This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I wish I could play the drums. What do you think it would be like if we had a little drum roll every time we went on the air? Bum, 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 bum. Okay. I didn't get much response to that. That's the DJV show, Jennifer. You're the J in that in this application. Victoria Keelan is the V. J is out. And so it's D, Doug, J, Jen, V, Victoria. With the annual report compiled, which ranks freedom in the 50 states, according to many different metrics, personal freedom, free markets, taxation, so forth and so on. So, do you want to know what the top, the best ones first, and then the worst ones, in terms of what how this all straightens? So at number five on the best, the freest states, South Dakota. Number four.
What's the criteria?
The criteria is personal freedoms, lack of government involvement and interference in your life, the free markets.
California is not at the top of the list.
California is, let's see, well, that's at the other end of the list. I'll go through the other list. But first, the top five, the best ones in terms of freedom, according to the Cato Institute. All right? Taxation is number one on the hit parade with that bunch, like it is with me. That's why I like reading their stuff. Anyway, South Dakota is at five. Tennessee is at four. Nevada is three. Florida at two. And New Hampshire, number one. I remember the fellow.
So New Hampshire's living up to their slogan?
Live free or die. Yes. Well, there's a fellow who's been doing a syndicated, a couple of guys doing a syndicated program out of Keene, New Hampshire for quite a long time. I forget what it's called, but it has to do. Free Talk Live. Thank you, Phil. That's right. So one of the guys is in jail. I was the host of that program because they were selling crypto to listeners. And apparently that's against some kind of regulation. I'm not sure exactly what law they violated. But this guy's, if I remember the story correctly, he was interviewed by Michael Harrison when he was in jail. It was one of the podcasts at mhinterview.com that we talked about on the Countdown show. I think he's out of jail now. He's wearing an ankle bracelet. But he could face some serious jail time. And it kind of it comes up. This is an important conversation to have, especially at this time of year, because this is tax week. The money that you owe the government, or if the government is us, you owe yourself, in a manner of speaking. We know what a joke that's become. But at any rate, the money that we owe brings us around to thinking about what does it mean to be free. We aren't free of a lot of obligations anymore. We really aren't free. We're free, better, where it depends on your degree, how you define freedom. We're more free than most other countries, but we still have a lot of stuff that kind of smacks of not being very free. And that's why I ask you all, as you write out your checks to the government, to think about where that money is going and what better uses could, much, if not most of it, go. You know, it goes to war, and it goes to entitlements, and it goes to this, that, and the other thing. And, you know, a lot of times what I object to, one of the things I object to, is that the government supports charities. And I don't, some of the charities I might like, and some of them I might not like. Why is it okay for the government to give money to certain groups and certain individuals that are not governmental, that are 501c3s, and they support certain causes? If I don't like, it's like people who are union members whose money is taken from them as dues, and they use that money, the leaders of the unions, to support candidates that the rank and file doesn't like. And that creates all kinds of problems. There's suits every year or every election
like
year because
case,
of things
like that.
In that case,
that's even more acceptable because you're joining a club, right? I mean, when you join a union, you're essentially joining a private club.
Well, why should that be...
But what I'm saying is, like, it's more, well, I have friends in unions who are very upset with a lot of the candidates that get chosen, and they're basically told, here you go, this is who we're voting for, and, you break rank, and then it becomes a really big problem. But still, like, you're joining that club. We, as American citizens, non-union members, like what you're saying, are getting lumped into the same club without us willfully joining the club.
Yeah. Right.
So I think the difference with unions. Yeah, it is. I think you're right. I think it is. But like the unions for a long time, my mom was a teacher and in the teachers union. She happened to like politically what the union became. The union was in business though to protect workers. It wasn't to become a political body. All of these unions now have become a political body. And for a long time, you really couldn't get out of them. If you were a teacher, you had to be in the teachers union. And it wasn't until just a couple of years ago where you could have the opt out feature where your money would not
happen. There are a couple of serious suits though, Jen. That brought that about.
I actually know the lady.
Yeah. Right.
One of the ladies, Rebecca Friedrichs is her name. She was a teacher who did not want to be part of the teachers union in California. And her case was argued in front of the Supreme Court. And they deemed it unconstitutional to require, especially now that unions' functionality has really changed, becoming more political and political bodies. So now you can opt out. I'm sure there's still retribution if you do, but it's not supposed to exist, and there's probably some legal recourse for you if it does. But it, you know, whenever you're forced into something and they say, well, we're going to start getting political and act in your best interest. No thanks. And I think for a lot of private groups, they're taking a lot of grant money, which I guess I have less trouble with as long as they go through the application process. And I think as long as the application process is the same for the government based on no matter who's in control, I think that maybe could be one of the more fair ways to get access to government funding. But
speaking of the Supreme Court, the late RBG, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, had some pretty interesting things in her art collection. She had a lot of things that, not only in her art collection, but the things that were her personal items, which are now going up for auction. There's a Picasso. There's a mink coat. Imagine her wearing that in public. She's
back
done
in
some
the
art.
Day, right? My
yeah,
mom's
right,
got a couple exactly. sitting and collecting dust.
Really?
What do you do with them?
Give them to the homeless
Mickey's
to keep
now.
Them warm. Is it politically incorrect to give them to the homeless to keep them warm? So
I think it's actually a great idea.
It is a great idea, but people say, oh,
maybe
no,
she doesn't have
them
anymore. I'll have to ask her. But, yeah, I remember being
it's
a little
It's not like
kid
you can make them
them
disappear. I mean, the animal has made its sacrifice now, so you might as well put it to
right.
good use.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Anyway, so there are catalogs with a lot of things. She has artwork, drawings, that sort of thing, a lot of different collections. And so they're going to be auctioned off in Alexandria, Virginia. Actually, 150 different items from her Watergate apartment. All the proceeds will benefit the Washington National Opera. So there you go. She had a piano. She was a pianist. They gave that to the opera already. And there are some other things. Here's one of the most affordable items, a concert poster from a show featuring RBG's grandson. $20 is the price, yeah.
It's like all a right. school concert.
Yeah, right. Okay, I didn't mean to get distracted. It's your fault, ladies. You distracted me from continuing on my appointed rounds with the freedom quotient. So we went through the top five free estates.
Oh, yeah.
According,
you remember? Nice payoff.
Right. South Dakota,
Wait, I thought
Tennessee.
We finished it. New Hampshire. Nevada,
we finished the top five freest ones. We didn't give you the ones at the bottom.
Now we need to hear about the commie states.
Jennifer's eager to get to this because she knows California's there.
Wait. Let me make a prediction. Hold on. New York, New Jersey, California. That'd be another one that's pretty
Hawaii.
Funny. Oh, good one. That's another commie state. One more, huh?
Oregon.
Hey, I'm in Jersey. I don't think we're in a commie state.
It's a commie state. I hate
it's not.
I hate to tell you. It's bad.
This is a very
liberal.
There are huge
is.
Red pockets in Jersey. This is not a commie state.
And red commie.
Commie. No, not red, white commie.
Did I nail it? Did I get at least the four?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you got it. Well, you need a
what
little help. But
oh, you need maybe
Oregon.
Well, Oregon, always a good one, yeah.
So wait, so read the complete list then. So the
list,
what are
the bottom five. Let's see. New York, Hawaii, California, New Jersey, and Oregon. That's the bottom five.
And who did this survey?
The Cato Institute.
Cato, like Cato Kalin?
Cato Kalin. He's got a new research lab.
Is that what he's doing these days?
Spelled with a C.
It's in a guest house.
Yeah, it wasn't Cato. Oh, it was Cato with a K, right?
Yeah, right.
You know, I'm actually really disappointed with you guys. I cannot believe that we have been sitting together for a whole morning and we have not talked about Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. Have you guys been watching this trial?
I actually watched pieces of it last night, and I was appalled even at the way he looked. Never mind what he said.
Well,
these people are so weird. He's weird, and she look. I don't have any love between either of these two. I don't really. I don't have, like, oh, my gosh, I'm a fangirl. But I believe that he got his rear end kicked by her. I believe that she did some of the things that he said. And they talked about the defecating in the bed. I mean, these people
Remember that?
Weird.
And then it turns out it wasn't her. Like, she'd put dog poop in the bed. Right?
He came back and said that it was and that all he could do was laugh and that her excuse the next day was that it was dog poop. But he knew his dogs and he knew what it looked like and that wasn't
his dog poop.
Dog poop
doesn't smell like human poop.
I mean, we've talked about this trial in the trending report, and it keeps getting worse and worse for both of them. I think for her, no, she's not a household name, so it's probably good publicity for her. But for him, we're just watching his career go up in flames every day that he sits through this trial. This is
so
a horrible mistake.
He testified for 2 days, and I listened to a lot of it. This does not help her. She sat there kind of like stoically. The stuff like they would be fighting, and she would push her way into the bathroom, and then she'd scream that she'd hurt her toe. And he said he leaned down to check her toe out, and she kicked him in the skull. I mean, I don't know. She gets her chance up on the witness stand. Maybe the tides will turn a little bit, but some of the stuff.
Deserved each other.
I think they were both
unhealthy.
Drunk all the time, and I think they
all
were on drugs.
And he admitted it. He talked about how he would have various, like, you know, he'd go through sober patches, and then he'd break it, and a lot of times it would be fighting.
Speaking of lovely couples, the Angelina Jolie-Brad Pitt legal battle continues. We talk about that on the DJV download, the current one, the most recent one, at djvshow.com. Also, don't forget, you can get our program, the whole thing, all day, every day. Oh, and don't forget, I talk about my woodchuck issues in the current podcast as well. Check it out at djvshow.com.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign, and we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
To you, my love, my heart I surrender just as soon as I deal with yonder fender bender. Cause my ice cream truck is the way I make cash, so I'll buy you a ring when I lose this dress rash.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but at least Progressive Commercial saves you money with personalized discounts. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I'm gonna make you so happy sometime next year, I hope.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at St. Jude.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Matt Carrasco from the Farmer's Footprint.
Everyone's starting to talk about regenerative ag. They're starting to talk about nutrient density. They're starting to talk about restoring the carbon cycle. I think this is something that consumers are ultimately going to expect and require. And I think that's going to be advantageous for the farmer who's going to ultimately shift their practices and methods to meet what the consumer demands.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, trending time at 23 after the hour from our social media, Twitter and Instagram at DJV Show, Facebook.com/DJV Show, or individually at Doug Steffen, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at Jay Kirshner. The continuing conversation I think we need to have. The ladies who just spent the last 4 minutes talking about the court case.
I'm like
Johnny
into it
Depp
now.
I can't look away. I know. It's like, it's just, I can't look away. It's
train wreck. What in the world would ever possess? I'm listening because I actually saw a snippet of him and he looked awful getting out of a car going into the courthouse.
He gained so much weight
yesterday.
He just looks.
Yeah, he
awful.
Looks. Yeah.
Well, he dresses weird and he's got the man bun and his the way he, like his diction. I don't know. It's just his delivery is very, very strange. He obviously has issues where he's not a real people person. And one thing I didn't realize, I guess I had forgotten from my days of, you know, Tiger Beat and Teen Beat magazine, is that when he first came to town, he wanted to be a musician. And it was it Sean Penn or Nicolas Cage? I always get them confused. One of those two said, you know, your band isn't working out. And he was getting ready to leave and give up on it. He's like, you should be an actor. And they put him in touch with the agent. And that was when he got Nightmare on Elm Street. That's when he got 21 Jump Street. And that's when he went on to get to his big success. But he never set out, I guess, to be an actor. He just kind of, but he loved it because he said he got to be other people. I don't know. It's how people can put themselves into relationships like that and say, I broke up with someone for hanging up on me once. I can't handle drama. It's exhausting. And how these people thrive on it. Oh, my God.
Well, I think when you've got two drug and alcohol people, I think it's totally,
right.
You know, yeah.
So there's a movie coming out in the next month that stars Nicolas Cage, and it's about Nicolas Cage. It's the weirdest.
It's the only movie he hasn't made is the one about himself.
What about him?
About himself.
Yeah,
he makes
right.
one every week.
And it is really, the trailer is, I mean, I'm going to go see it because it looks so weird.
I can't wait for that review.
Gosh, yeah. I have so much to tell you. I feel like we just haven't chatted in so long. But I was also watching, we have a couple of presidential libraries in Southern California that are awesome. The Nixon Library and the Reagan Library are great.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Nixon Library, Brett Baer from Fox News came out and hosted a panel with Sean Penn and with Robert C. O'Brien. Robert C. O'Brien was national security under the Trump administration. Sean Penn, you know, is the actor. But they're friends. Imagine this, reaching across the aisle. And they even said, we agree on nothing politically, but we love each other like they're buddies.
It should be. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I guess he used O'Brien to give him, like, information and clearance when he was in Ukraine because he was doing this documentary. I really want to see this documentary now. Sean Penn, I mean, he was in there with Zelensky. Robert O'Brien told him, you need to get out of there. They were in this bunker. They didn't even know if it was day or night when they left. The conversation they had at the Nixon Library was so interesting, and they showed pieces of it on TV. I'm now excited to see this Sean Penn documentary on Ukraine. Yeah.
Well, and the interesting thing about it, one little extra thing on the Sean Penn thing, it started last October. So it started all
before. He was from the beginning.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. I was going to talk about Adele.
We know you love Adele.
I do love Adele.
If you heard the rumors going around about her, you wouldn't like her as much.
Why? What's the matter with her? She's hard to work with?
Yeah, like major diva moments, and it's not good. Right. That's why this whole Vegas show has been completely scrapped, and they're starting from the beginning now.
Well, she fired everybody, right? And
or a lot of people quit. According to Dumois, a lot of people quit. She was very difficult.
Huh. That's too bad. Gee whiz. Now I won't like her anymore, Victoria.
Well,
all right, where are we? It looks like 28 past the hour.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
More claims of Russian atrocities in Ukraine. New satellite images appear to show expansion of mass graves near the besieged Ukrainian port city of Mariupol, which the city council claims could hold as many as 9,000 souls. Maxar Technologies released 5 satellite photographs dated between March 19th and April 3rd. Disney could be one of the worst performing stocks in 2022 after the company became entangled in a high-profile political controversy regarding very young children and sexuality in Florida. The stock reached an all-time high in March of 2021, trading nearly $200 per share. Thursday, the stock was hovering near $120 per share. That's down 33% from a year ago. The Florida House of Representatives passed a bill Thursday that would dissolve Walt Disney's special governing power in the state, a move that could have huge tax implications for Disney. USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
A new social media company is getting ready to launch in a few days. Devin Nunes, the former California congressman turned CEO of Trump Media and Technology Group, he was on Newsmax and announces why Truth Social is important to America right now.
Well, I think number one, because you had Facebook put in almost $400 million to sway the outcome of the election. Plus, not to mention, the Hunter Biden laptop from that was also censored by all of these media companies. And they've only gotten worse over the last years, Chris. So remember, I'm sitting here and Donald Trump started this company for one reason and one reason only. We had nowhere else to go. There was no other option. So, you know, that's why it's so exciting what we're doing here. The community is awesome. Newsmax has been great. You guys have a great feed that comes into Truth Social. And, you know, we have an unbelievably excited community. And remember, we're only a couple months in. We're released on Apple. We're getting ready with all these new upgrades we have. We just opened our new data center. It's absolutely amazing what's occurring, the community that we're building, because we're a community of real people. We're trying to take the best of what Twitter has and Instagram and Facebook, put it all in one, and we're not allowing fake bots and fake accounts. You know, we're doing our best to keep those off, but most importantly, we're giving the American people their voice back, and that's what President Trump wanted to do.
Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Emma Lindberg is here, Senior Director of Education and Programming at National Farmers Union.
We see a lot of folks who are new to farming, who are just starting out in their operation, still looking for those resources to help them get up and running. They just love the opportunity to network with other farmers and, you know, learn what farmers are doing. Maybe it's something that they could apply to their own farm.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know that you've come to the right place. This is the DJV program, a helpful, happy place most of the time to spend your time well, listening to and engaging with your comments as well, because we collect the comments that you have through the course, of the week, and then we use a lot of them during our overview of what's going on in News Talk Radio. For the weekend, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Have a round of applause for us. Victoria Keelan is here, and Doug Stephan, Jennifer off, as is Jay. The situation, I was thinking about how we have faith. I remember the song, Faith of Our Fathers, as a kid growing up. I'm sure your mother, Nancy, would remember that, Victoria. A hymn that we all sung when we were in church. I was thinking about Passover and Easter and Ramadan and what it is. We were just talking off the air about a certain sect of Judaism and wondering why people are faithful. And I suppose you could read that anyway. Why are you faithful to your husband, your wife? Why are you faithful to your boss? Or why are you faithful to your friends? Or why are you faithful to a belief, a church, if you will, a religion? Whatever. There's faith is a very interesting, I think, a very important word. And it usually, when you think about it, has to do with, at least in my experience, with kind of how we were created. You have faith. You know, the religions, the major religions of the world, are based on a belief in a supreme being who is more powerful or all-powerful. And I kind of get that. I think that it's difficult. But as I think about my relationship to my children and having these conversations, it sort of brings me back. And all parents, I think you can probably agree or understand or identify with this. When your children are coming along at certain stages, they think that you're wonderful, and then they think you're stupid, and then they think you're awful, and then they come back around to thinking you're pretty cool. Again, I know that's the experience that I had with my children, and I think back on how I looked upon my parents or the people who were my surrogate parents. I don't know that I ever had that much of a negative thought. I think I learned a lot as I matured about the power that is greater than we are. Some people call it the universe. Some people doubt that, and then they secretly start to, you know, accepting the older you get or the closer you get to the end of life, I think you change, your fears change, and what you believe changes. I've noticed that with a lot of people who are my friends, who are my age, who have a different view of the world than they did 40 years ago. I suppose that's to be, you know, they're a little, how would we say? They're a little more loving, a little more faithful. They're just a little, they're better people. Because I think if they don't atone for whatever stuff they did that they shouldn't have done, that at the end of the road they're going to be judged. And who knows whether that's true or it isn't true. You don't know what happens after you stop breathing the air here on the planet. There are those who are in the faith business of selling religion will tell you this is what happens if you follow this path, or this is what happens if you follow that path. And I'm not sure that I buy into that, but that's me. It doesn't necessarily have to be good for you. You do what you think is good for you. The people have tried to convince me, and some have done a fairly good job of it, Victoria, of selling the idea that we create our own reality in the afterlife. Whatever you think consciously is going to happen to you after you die is what happens to you. Of course, once again, you can't prove it. Can't prove any of this stuff. Which, although some people say that they can because there are people that have gone on. I think we were talking about it here a week or two ago about people who die or they've died for just a couple of minutes and they've seen the light and they've experienced the other side and they think they come back and, wow, this is fabulous. So, I don't know. I'm off on a toot for a moment because I was feeling inspiration. I don't know, inspiration. I was philosophical because I find sometimes it bothers me that people don't understand what my real motives are, and that last couple of minutes was just about me. It was therapy. Thanks very much. And you know, what happens in all of our lives, there's a, you know, we're not any of us experiencing something. Think about this. This is really, really, really hard sometimes to grasp. There is no such thing as an original thought. Everything you think has been thought by somebody else before or many other people before. You are not an original thinker. Some people think they are, but they aren't. Everything that has been experienced or thought has been experienced or thought of by somebody else. That's kind of a mind blower in and of itself, isn't it? When you think, oh, I'm the only, this is, what a unique thought that is. Nah, it's not really.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, anyway. It's like there's nothing new in fashion either.
No, right, exactly. And this is, let me just, this is a little more superficial, but the fashion industry, which you are much more up on than I am, I was looking at stuff because we're going to go to an event, all of us in Los Angeles, a big celebration of an award that the ladies got. It's a national award, gave us a lot of recognition. It's kind of cool. And I was quietly looking at some clothing because some of the things in my wardrobe might not be considered up to date. and so I was looking, And I came across an article about Abercrombie and Fitch, which is usually stuff that's for younger, like my son's age or maybe even younger. I remember when he said it was for people that were his age when he was younger. But if you came of age between the two Bush presidency, chances are you probably bought something from Abercrombie and Fitch. The T-shirts, you could, everybody in high school, the cafeteria had on an Abercrombie and Fitch T-shirt. The brand meant a lot. You were really cool, man. If
the
you had
jeans were super. Yeah. Yeah, everyone was into right. that. They had all these like gorgeous looking people as models. I mean, it was a whole thing, and it stunk so bad. They used to actually have a cologne, an Abercrombie cologne, that they would pump through the air. So when you walked in the store, you were
hit.
I
didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh God, yeah, your son will remember that. Oh my gosh, it was just so offensive. And it would drift out into the mall. I don't understand why they did it, but
speaking of noxious smells and fumes, there's a Netflix documentary that's coming out this week that examines the Abercrombie and Fitch culture, if you will, its legacy. Apparently, the corporate culture was really stinky, worse than its cologne, as you've described it. It's called White Hot: The Rise and Fall of Abercrombie, explaining how the company, which goes back to actually the 1800s, was a purveyor of sporting goods just for the elite. And then it became a
big label. It was like a Brooks Brothers for men.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
And then it turned into this like mall brand of jeans and T-shirts. And then it had a little bit of a resurgence. It kind of came back again in the early aughts, and then now I don't know where it is now.
Yeah. Well, this is interesting because my son and his wife are working on a television, sort of an episodic, one of those 10 or 12 episode shows about Forbes magazine, which feels like something the same here, the way Forbes operates and the way Abercrombie and Fitch operate. Not the same, but it's a story because people are interested a lot of times in how these things come to be. They don't just happen. They, you know, there's a lot of thought, obviously, that was given, and not all of it was good, according to this Netflix documentary anyway. The film recounts the innovations that propel the company's ascendance into the sort of quality that you were just talking about, racy catalogs and, you know, some of the men, the way they looked and the vision.
Oh, my God, they were the hottest guys on the planet.
Yeah, right. All the girls loved it, so they'd send their guys in to buy, or they'd go in and buy the stuff themselves there. I just think it's interesting in how it just how society evolves, if you will, and what becomes important. What's the equivalent today of Abercrombie and Fitch, would you say? Is there?
Aerie is probably the next closest thing. Aerie was, I think it's an offshoot of Aeropostale, which was a kind of a budget version of Abercrombie.
Yeah.
I think Abercrombie might still exist. I think it might even still be in the local mall near me.
No, I think
you can
see them in the malls. Yeah. You can see them around the malls.
Yeah.
But who goes there, I guess, is the...
I think it's the same age demo. I don't think they haven't changed. It's still junior high and high school, maybe some college kids. That's kind of the bulk of their audience.
Really? Huh. All right. E-cigarettes in the focus today. The FDA is going after the manufacturers. I thought this was already going on. I thought they were already the fruit flavored e-cigarettes. I thought those, you know, they're still on the market apparently. The teenagers are buying them up and smoking them all over the place and getting hooked on nicotine and then going to regular cigarettes and things like that. So these, what's going on with the e-cigarettes is they are promoting, you know, they're supposed to get you off, but instead they get you on to regular cigarettes and that sort of thing. So now the FDA is going to go after these companies who are using synthetic nicotine. Why am I having a brain farcicola here or what?
Yeah, certain states had eliminated So what you're thinking of probably, because there are multiple layers to this, it became illegal to market the flavors to anyone under, I think in our state in New Jersey, I think it might be 21. So the marketing of those flavored products became illegal. The products themselves didn't necessarily, they're not illegal. But now, because they've been using this loophole, now the FDA, I guess, has closed that loophole, and they will now be regulating all of these e-cigarettes. And I think that that's a really good thing, because you could still find these things at gas stations and anywhere that doesn't even sell cigarettes, you can still buy these e-cigs, and that's going to be regulated now. So I think the purpose of it will be to make it harder to get into the hands of young kids, because that stuff is so incredibly toxic. It's actually way worse than smoking a regular cigarette. And then when you add it, because you add in all the chemicals, and it's also like, I think it's like 20 cigarettes. It's the equivalent of 20 cigarettes in one e-cig. Yeah. And so kids are getting so hooked on nicotine, and they're having all kinds of lung issues, and it's
really horrible for you. Yep. Yeah. That'll show up, I'm sure, on our DJV download, our daily podcast, which you can find at djvshow.com. You can also hear the entire program all day, every day, as that's available too. You go to the same site, djvshow.com, and you're going to hear the program in its entirety. If you've, let's say, listen to an hour on your way to work, and you can't listen to work, and you're on your way home, you can listen to it on the way home. And then we have our downloads, the most recent one talking about the whole business of taxation, and then we got into a conversation about wearing leggings at Capitol Grill, and Jennifer Gray's nose job, how exciting is that? There are all kinds of things. I mean, I look back at some of the things that people are interested in, Harry Styles, Coachella, surprise. There are lots of things that go on every day. You may want to get caught up on them by listening to our podcast at djvshow.com.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
And now a small business setback. Set to smooth jazz.
It's late. You're driving in the rain with only one thing on your mind. The deer about to total your HVAC van. But with Progressive's 30-plus customizable coverage options, you're covered. The rest is just saxophone.
When running your small business gets rough, Progressive Commercial is there to smooth it out. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Twink this sound.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT Silicone Wiper Blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT Silicone Wiper Blades. Only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Dr. Ken Gronhaus is here. DJV Health Time is 53 past the hour. And to focus on some questions that obviously have maybe quicker answers than we might be able to get to as we explore lots of different regions of your health during the bulk of the DJV program, which you can hear every week and every weekend, plus the DJV Health podcast with Dr. Ken. You can catch that and all the DJV Health Show podcasts free at djvhealthshow.com. If you have questions about something, you can see the list of all of the, over years and years and years, the conversations that Ken and I have had encapsulated on the podcast. So if you got questions, lots of the most recent one, take a look at recent popularity of knee surgery. So check that out and all the studies that Ken looks at and works on at djvhealthshow.com. So here's the focus on screening for women, the false positives, mammograms. I've often thought that even though they're more expensive, that you ought to have MRIs. Women should have MRIs. Insurance won't pay for that, though, right? Is that the problem?
You hit it exactly.
Yeah. So that's the end of the story.
but we know that about half women get annual mammograms over a 10-year period will have a false positive finding at some point. So ultrasound and MRIs, hopefully in the future, will have a bigger role because we need to do better.
Yeah, we sure do. All right, connected to that, there's a new hormone pill that may boost outcomes for older breast cancer patients. All right, here we go, trying to pronounce. This came out of a cancer symposium. Yeah, here we go. ELACESTRANT. We are having a hard time pronouncing some of these new, some of the new medicines. Elacestrant. You want to try that? Is that Elacestrant? I don't sound too smart when I go through some of these things, but why? And that's we ask these questions all the time. Why the heck do they come up with these hard names? Why not just call it Ellis Strand or something instead of putting a lot of extra vowels
well,
and consonants?
I don't know if you're reading the scientific name, which you probably are, or the brand name. Usually the brand name is easy, and the scientific name, you know, if it doesn't sound complicated, then it's not important research.
All right. Okay, well, anyway, this hormone pill is supposed to boost the outcome. As we were just saying, the mammograms aren't so good, so you take one of these pills and it makes the reading better, I suppose. Is that what this is all about? Especially if you're older. Right. And how old are you supposed to, do you have to be, when women go through menopause, should they stop getting breast cancer examinations or breast exams?
No, I think you should continue. I think that, you know, part of this has to be individualized by your genetics, your risk, your history, your alcohol use. So, this is a question you just have to talk to your doctor about.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I think you ought to try to insist, though, especially if there's cancer. I know with my daughter, she insisted her mother, my wife, died of breast cancer, horrible 21 years of having stage 4, and Megan wanted to make sure that it wasn't in her system, and then even after that was proved that it wasn't, she didn't have a new system, still, she takes great care at having the examination.
Let me just say simply about all this, Doug, is that I think if you know as a woman that you're at high risk, what you're pointing out, you know, Megan, her family history, you've had genetic testing, you've used too much adult beverages, your weight is a little too high for your height, mm-hmm. and if you have any of the big risk factors, you should insist on getting an MRI. Because the people who are at high risk for breast cancer, these are the people who really need the MRI.
Right. All right. So make sure you get the...
For screening for breast cancer.
Right. Yeah. You need to really kind of focus on that. All right. Do we have a quick comment about, a study on cochlear implants? This is what Rush Limbaugh had. I think he made these famous, didn't he? Because he lost his hearing. So do you get your hearing back with these implants?
Yeah, with the right doctor, with the right implant, it can really be life improving in so big a way. Sometimes this has a huge effect. It doesn't help everyone in all times, but it's to talk to a good ear doctor because some people are really helped quite a bit.
It looks strange. I've seen a couple of other people who've had the implant. It's actually put into your skull and somehow connected to your Eustachian tube, I guess, isn't it? Is that what happens?
Yes, it's an electronic device. It stimulates the cochlear nerve, and this is the nerve for hearing, and helps a lot of people, but not everybody.
Yep. All right, there it is. Answers to questions for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.